Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
You would do well to consult Norbert. This man is all the more apt to uncover the divine mysteries because he is, as we well know, he is closer to God than are we. A contemporary testimony to the sanctity of the individual that the Church honors today. And we especially, his sons, throughout the lands, throughout the world, celebrate this as a solemnity, the highest type of liturgical celebration there is. And as such, the texts, the readings for the liturgy of the Mass, the readings for the liturgy of the hours are unique to us. You would do well to consult Norbert. He is, as we well know, closer to God than we are. The other day, I asked Miss Casey Cook, our events coordinator, what kind of a crowd we should expect. And when she responded, I was a little bit doubtful. But it looks as if her information was right on target. So in preparing for Mass today and for the homily, I kept in mind the possibility that the knowledge of the congregation about our Holy Founder, St. Norbert, would vary from person to person. We have passed down to us throughout history two lives of St. Norbert, both of which date to the 12th century, the century during which he lived and he died. And together they give us a rather complete picture of his life, a presentation of his virtues, a combination of which made him truly unique among his contemporaries. In one of the lives, we read this description, stating that our saint was, quote, most constant in faith, most firm in hope, most fervent in charity, most intent upon the increase of the regular life. And what he preached with his words, he fulfilled in his works, confirming them with signs and virtues as he progressed from the states of being a religious, then a priest, and finally an archbishop. A similar catalog of virtues can be found in the second life. And there he is described as a man of cheerful appearance, calm face, pleasant speech, mild to deal with, affable in company, kind to his own, at peace with strangers, generous in giving, shy in receiving. The text of this second life continues, St. Norbert was sensible and cautious. He was his own advisor and lived his life according to his own desires. He denied himself nothing and left nothing that he desired untried. Some years ago, one of our European abbots, one of the abbots from Belgium, who is now deceased, used to speak about what he called a Saint Norbert for everyone, as he listed the many stages in our founder's life: cleric, subdeacon, penitent, priest, wandering preacher, reformer, founder, papal diplomat, archbishop. Now, it's only with these texts as the context, it's only the way in which we can understand the readings that have been chosen for Mass today. In each one of the three, there is a similar catalog of virtues. And that catalog is summarized in the gospel with this very sober ending. The man who buried the talent was thrown out into the darkness. But the first man, the man who was given five and made five more, is truly a reference to our Holy Founder, to our Holy Father, St. Norbert. Also a testimony to the generosity of the one giver of all gifts, spiritual and material. And so it's only with this as a background that we can fully understand what we read about him, what we heard just a few moments ago. It was another saint, a 12th century contemporary of St. Norbert, St. Bernard, who once asked by correspondence for direction in matters that were spiritual. St. Bernard proves to be the most eloquent of the witnesses to St. Norbert's sanctity. And even if he may have had some differences with Norbert expressed in correspondence, Bernard never ceased to love and to esteem the founder of the order at Prémontré. And so writing to one of his many correspondents, a certain Bruno, St. Bernard advises him, "You would do well to consult Norbert. This man is all the more apt to uncover the divine mysteries because he is, as we well know, closer to God than are we." Immediately after Mass today, we will have a procession with relics of St. Norbert. So in a sense, today we have the opportunity to be close to the one who was close to God. And as we walk in procession, let's pray that the words from the chapter of the Book of Sirach that we heard will be fulfilled in each one of our hearts. And now bless the Lord of all, who has done wondrous things on earth, who fosters men's growth from their mother's womb, and fashions them according to his will. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.